have a glass of iced Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's brisk Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
It's good evening. Thank you, Peggy Marshall, and the quartet, and George Bryan, and Archie Blyer, and everybody, and hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, and I hope everybody feels as good as I do tonight. I don't look good, and I don't sound good, but by golly, I feel good. You know what I did this afternoon? I tried to get tickets to South Pacific at the box office. They wanted me to wait till December. For heaven's sakes, December. The Marines took the whole South Pacific long before December. I gotta wait till... They had a few tickets available for September, they said, but you should see the location of the seats. For heaven's sakes, you're so far back, I'd be seeing the South Pacific from the middle of the Atlantic out here. Then I figured I'd go see Kiss Me Kate instead, and no tickets at the box office until November. 4 months to see Kiss Me Kate. You know what I told him, don't you? I didn't tell him that at all. You folks are way ahead of me all. Now, tomorrow I'll get 7 letters from the vice president. I didn't say a thing, now. All I said was, you know what I said. Well, anyhow, it's Lipton soup, and I want to get that on the record. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Anyhow, it's Lipton soup and tea time. Oh, look at this lovely gal here. What is your name?
My name is Witsy Shu.
Witsy Shu.
That's
Witsy
right.
Shu. Witsy Shu. That's an Oriental name, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What is your ancestry?
Well, I'm part Chinese and part American.
Part Chinese and part American. And
that's
what
right.
A beautiful combination that is. Were you born here?
No, I was born in China, in Pekin.
In Pekin?
That's right.
How do you spell Pekin?
Well, P-E-K-I-N, I think.
No G on the end?
Well, it's been spelled variously.
I was just wondering if you ever pronounced the G, that's all. You were born in China, but you obviously must have been educated here.
Yes, I've been in States about 12 years.
About 12 years. How old are you now?
I'm 17.
17 years old. My. Where are you going to be about 1955? You know why? I want to sit down and talk to you about 1955, because I think by that time, if you were around, you could teach me to speak Chinese, and I'm dying to learn. Tell me now, your name, for instance, Shu, that's H-S-U, huh?
Yes.
Shu, that's pronounced.
Shu. I guess it's Shu.
And now, what does Witsy mean?
Well, Witsy is just a nickname. My real name is Ming Yen.
Ming Yen?
That's right.
Ming Yen. Ming Yen. What's that mean? Lots of money? Yen?
No, my father was dean of the university at Yanjing. And in Chinese, Yanjing means city of swallows. That's what I was named after.
Oh. Well, what does the Ming mean?
Ming means bright.
So you're a bright swallow.
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much, Witsy. I'm glad to know about that. That's a good name for tea, you know. I'm going to call it a Witsy. It's a very nice swallow of Lipton tea. Witsy, let's leave you for a minute and find out about the talent you discovered for us. Who is it, first of all?
It's a popular singer named Richard Hayes.
Richard Hayes. And where'd you meet Dick?
I met him at a party.
At a party, huh? And he entertained at the party, did he?
Yes.
Is that what he did? Does that mean he is not a professional?
Oh, he's a professional, all right. He's only 19, but he's appeared at the Aragon and the Trianon ballrooms in Chicago.
Oh, yes.
And at the Red Mill nightclub in the Bronx.
In the Bronx, yeah. Uh-huh. Good for him. Well, let's see if we can be good for him on the air. Thank you very much, Witsy. It's nice to meet you. Let's have the Lipton spotlight on your discovery, Richard Hayes.
Alone from night to night you'll find me. Too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now. From one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love.
That's Richard Hayes. Richard Hayes, and we'll have him back again afterward in the reprise when all the folks have been on. I've got a whole bunch of things here to use for commercials tonight. I got a note from Charlie Rochester of the Lexington Hotel giving the chef the dickens because there was something else besides Lipton tea served. I got a thing here that tells the easiest way in the world, the easiest thing in the world is to make iced tea. Well, that's true. The hardest thing about making iced Lipton tea is getting the ice cubes out of the refrigerator in it, huh? Once you get past that, it's a cinch. And then I have one from the agency here. God bless him. Did you see the two uniformed vice presidents that brought this jug of tea in here? I don't know if you recognized them or not, but those were the Lever brothers. I would love to read this one. This is from the vice president in charge of poetry at the agency. It starts out like this. Comes now a rhyme to remember on the next warm day. Archie, can I have a little soft music under it? Something. Oh, that's lovely. Nobody yearns for the cooler, if the cooler you mean is a jail. But iced Lipton tea is a cooler that everyone wants by the pail. Don't you think if they keep on like that, one day they will get somewhere? Don't you think? Then it goes on and says, well, believe it or not, there is something to that. You can stop the soft music. Because on a hot day, it's mighty refreshing to curl your fingers around a tall, tinkly glass of iced Lipton tea. Well, I will prove it to myself right now. They have brought this big pitcher out here. I don't see any reason in the world why we shouldn't have some. Noisy stuff, isn't it? Skull. Oh, boy, that's good. That is really good. Look, don't forget, when you make iced tea now, there's nothing nicer than a nice, tall, cool glass of Lipton iced tea. But when you make it, be sure you make it twice as strong. See, if you've been in the habit of using one bag per cup, pardon me, Make it two bags per cup, see? Per glass. Because then you see the ice, when it melts, makes up for the difference, dilutes it, so it brings it down to a really brisk, delicious drink. Go get yourself some. It's good. Let's have our next talent scout out here. Wait a minute till I throw out all the stuff I was supposed to read here. Have to make... Oh, hello, hello. Well, how are you?
Is there room for this?
What are you... Oh, sure, there's room for that. We'll throw out some more junk here. No. What do you carry in a thing like that, anyway?
My overnight bag.
That's your overnight bag?
Yes.
Well, for heaven's sake. Going bear hunting with all that equipment.
I'm going wolf hunting.
Maybe you're going what?
Wolf hunting.
You stop right here, honey. You're right here. First place, let's find out. How would you like some tea?
Yes, please.
Oh, bless your heart. Now, would you care for some lemon in it?
Yes, please.
Well, look, I'm going to be even dainty and pick it up with a fork for you. Would you care for sugar?
Yes.
How many? Three. Would you care for a little tea with your sugar? Three. Great day in the morning.
You need an apron.
Here you are, my dear. Wait, let's stir it up with something. You got to do something with that sugar down there. Wait a minute, there's something happened. Greater love hath no man, you know. Golly, I love this stuff, Mr. Lipton, but I'm hanged if I'm going to sit in it. Well, how'd you like it? Is it all right?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's delightful, isn't it? Now, tell me your name, will you? We've gotten along here for an hour and don't know your name yet.
It's Jean Seacole.
Jean Seacole?
Yes.
Where do you come from?
New York City.
Right here in New York,
yes,
huh?
Sir.
Born here?
Yes, I was.
And then you must work here.
Yes, I do.
For whom?
For True Story Magazine.
What do you do for them?
I write promotion copy.
Oh. Do you know any of the lads of YNR who write my promotion copy for Lipton Tea?
No, I don't.
Don't you think you should after that lovely poetry? I think that's a poem that belongs in True Story, don't you?
I think so. It shows a great deal of human passion.
It certainly does. Human passion. That's what it shows. Oh, brother. Now, tell me, Jean, whom did you bring us?
Well, I brought you a lad named Philip Rabinowitz.
Philip Rabinowitz. Where's he come from?
He comes from South Africa.
South Africa?
Yes.
Is that so? Whereabouts in South Africa?
Johannesburg.
Johannesburg. And what does he do?
He plays the violin.
Well, tell me about the boy. How old is he in the first place?
He's 16, and he's had quite a career in South Africa. He's played with the Cape Town Symphony, the South African Broadcasting Orchestra, and even played for royalty when they visited in South Africa a few years ago.
Is that so? At age 16?
Well, of course, he was younger then.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, thank you, Jean. Let's get him on out here. I'll bet this boy can play the violin. What's he going to play for us? Do you know?
I'll let him announce it. Scherzo Tarantelle.
Scherzo Tarantelle. I thought you were going to let him do it. All right, we'll let him play it. Come on, Philip. Philip Rabinowitz. Thank you very much. Thank you. Youngs. Come on over here, sir. Good to see you. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Arthur.
Where you come from?
I come from Bangor, Maine, Arthur.
Bangor, Maine, huh? What do you do up there?
I manufacture a cigar up at Bangor.
Is that so? What's the name of it?
It's the BCM cigar.
The BCM?
That's right.
What do the initials stand for?
Best cigar made.
Heaven's sake. Who did you bring with you?
I've brought Paul Gill from Portland, Maine.
Paul Gill, what's he do?
Well, he's a disc jockey from one of the stations back home.
Oh, yes. What's the station?
WCSH in Portland.
WCSH in Portland, huh? And what's he going to do for us?
Well, you see, Paul has been listening to radio for a long time, and he can do the voice of practically everybody on the air, including yourself.
You mean he imitates me?
That's right.
Two Godfreys on this program?
That's true.
This theater could be emptied in 3 seconds flat, you know. Well, let's get him on out here, Mr. Young. Thanks very, very much. The Lipton Spotlight shines on Paul Gill.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I come down here from Maine. Thought I'd like to take a little tour of the studios at CBS, and I didn't know what you'd like to come along with me. And who has any better... Who's fitted any better to show us around than, listen. Having you to talk with. Well, hello, hello, hello. So you want to take a little tour around some of our studios, do you? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get going. Look, this studio right over here is a couple of old friends of yours.
Andy, wake up, will you, Andy? Come on, we've got an awful lot of rehearsing here to do.
Yeah, I know, sir. Boy, I sure is exhausted. Oh, me.
Well, come on, take this hot cup of Lipton tea. That'll give you a good pickup.
Yeah, that's the ticket, all right. You know, that Godfrey fella, maybe he ain't so good at singing, but he sure has got something here in this Lipton's tea, yeah. Yeah, I hope my sponsor was listening that time. Let's stop in the shortwave department here. It says a speech by Winston Churchill coming through.
During my last visit to America, I stopped off in Boston. I never saw so much traffic in all my life. The roads were absolutely impossible. And now, for the first time in my life, I realize why the British redcoats were never able to take Bunker Hill.
Well, in this studio over here, this guy doesn't need any introduction. You all know him, all right.
Well, hello, Mr. Godfrey. Mr. Benny ain't here. No, he's home taking care of our laundry business. Very delicate work, too. Yeah, he's washing out Gypsy Rose Lee's dance costumes. He sends me down here every Monday night to look under the seats to see if any of the studio audience dropped any coins out of their pocket. Yeah, I'm just getting my knee pads on now.
Yeah, why didn't I ever think of that? And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a character that I have an awful lot of fun with way down east in Maine. He's known as Uncle Hezekiah Snow. And for your pleasure, shall we go? A one, a two.
Now, Ollie Con, he's happy now, 'cause Rita made her marriage vow, and soon we'll hear them wedding bells. Say, I wonder what become of Orson Welles. Brown jug, how I love thee.
That's Paul Gill. Paul Gill, of course, you all know what this is I'm wearing here. You folks on television can see it. This is the annual Poppy Drive week, you know. When you buy one of these red poppies, it means a clear profit for the disabled veteran who made it for you. Every time you spend a dime or a quarter or a dollar for one of these, it goes to help the needy family of a veteran. You're paying him for his time and his effort and for remembrance of his sacrifices for you. Make sure you get one. Let's meet our next talent scout, who is Michael Buongiorno. Is that right, Mike? Do I say that right?
That's right, Michael Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
You must roll the R.
You roll the R, huh? Right. Michael Buongiorno.
That's right.
I love that. I wish I could speak Italian beautifully. What's Buongiorno? What's that mean?
Well, it means good morning.
Oh, does
Italian.
It really?
Yes, it does.
How do you say it again?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, huh?
That's right.
Buongiorno, Archie, in the morning, huh? Tomorrow, fix him up. Buongiorno, huh? Good. You speak Italian beautifully.
Well, I do speak Italian because I grew up in Italy.
Oh, did you really?
That's right.
Were you born there?
I was born in New York City, but I went to Italy when I was 3 years old and came back only 4 years ago.
You were there all during the war, Mussolini and all that business?
Yes, I was. But you see, when war broke out, I was supposed to go to a concentration camp, being an American citizen. So I fled to the mountains and joined the underground.
What a story you can tell, gee whiz. And what happened? What happened here?
Well, after a little while, I was caught by the German Gestapo on a mission to Switzerland. So they put me in jail for 6 months under a sentence of death. And finally, I was lucky enough to be exchanged by the American government. So that's how I got back.
Oh, what a nice thing that was. Gee, I'm glad it turned out good.
Yes, it did.
And what are you doing now?
Well, I'm an Italian announcer on WHOM, the Il Progresso station.
Oh, you're the guy I listen to over there. Oh, good. I'm awful glad to meet you. You know, I tune that station in every once in a while just because I love to hear them talking Napoletano. You know, I love it.
Like...
I really do. You know, I used to have a lot of fun, Mike. I had the same Italian fella cut my hair for 12 years in a barbershop, see? His name was Pisani, Ralph Pisani. And I used to come in there because I could pronounce the language pretty well. You know how we announcers learn to pronounce things we don't know what we're saying, Z.
Yeah.
And he'd give me that newspaper you talk about, Il Progresso.
Il Progresso Italo-Americano.
Oui, see? And we take that. So French, Italian, I got them all, see? And he would give me that, and I would sit in the barber chair and read it. And all the other Napoletani in the room would think, sure enough, I was an Italian, see? And they'd whisper to one another, so I wouldn't hear what they said. I didn't know what I was talking about, and it was more fun. I have more fun with you guys. Now, tell me, who'd you bring?
Well, you see, I have several shows on my station, and I have a talent show.
Go ahead.
And one day, a young girl singer showed up, and I thought she was sensational.
You did? And what'd she do?
Well, she was, not only her voice, but also as a girl. In fact, I married her.
Whoa! Are you going to bring her here tonight?
That's right. She's here now.
Good.
Her name is Rosalia Maresca.
Come again?
Rosalia Maresca.
Rosalia Maresca?
That's right.
And she's going to sing for us?
She's going to sing Granada.
What's her professional background?
Well, she has done several concerts at Carnegie Hall, and she's been singing with the Salmaji Opera Company at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Good enough, Mike. Let's bring her on here. Ladies and gentlemen, Rosalia Maresca. Right?
Granada, tierra soñada por mí. Mi cantar se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar hecho de fantasía. Mi cantar flor de melancolía.
Them out here in the order in which they appeared. First was the lad Richard Hayes, remember? And the violinist Philip Rabinowitz.
You've tried wonderful Lipton noodle soup. Now enjoy the newest Lipton soup, Lipton vegetable soup. Lipton vegetable soup gives you delicious vegetables that taste garden fresh in a lip-smacking tomato stock with nourishing egg noodles and wonderful, fresh, homemade flavor. And those handy envelopes of Lipton vegetable soup mix save you money two ways. They cost less, yet give you more than most canned soups, about 1.5 times as much. Get Lipton vegetable soup tomorrow. Tonight's Lipton Talent Scout winner was Richard Hayes, the singer. Tune in again next week to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout, same time, same station. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.